know, for me, rallies don't get any better than Donegal. So, of course, after the success of managing to win the National Rally last year, it's disappointing that I can't defend that title.
From a visitor's point of view and somebody who's been in Donegal quite frequent to compete in rallies, what is it that makes Donegal so special that you had to keep coming back, David?
Ah, Donegal, where do you start? I think, you know, the entry list year after year, it just always brings out the best crews and the best cars. So, you know, I think if you were to pick one rally each year that you wouldn't miss, it would certainly be that. So it's, I think, you know, as a visitor every year coming from Scotland, I think just the support you get, I think, you know, you're welcomed with open arms every year to come and do the rally. So, you know, I think the competition, the stages, the atmosphere, just all that together combined just makes for a pretty special weekend.
And what does it take to win the national title? Because it's a fiercely competitive side of the rally. Like, we look at the entry this year alone, there's something like 60 cars in Class 13 and Class 14 alone, cars that are capable of getting a podium finish or even winning the national. So what does it take when you're up against so much competition to win the national title in Donegal, David?
You know, it's a three-day rally, three long, hard days. And, you know, first of all, you've obviously got to pace yourself to last those 3 days. But, you know, the national entry year after year is just unbelievable. And you'll always get guys that are going quick on the Friday. But, you know, you've got to maintain that pace for the 3 days. So, you know, it is a real test of man and machine. And, you know, for the modified guys, you know, the battle is immense.
You, of course, have been here in the Metro. You've been here in the Escort. You won in the Escort last year, so you did, David. What's your favourite stages in Donegal? What are the stages that stand out for you? Because there's a couple of big ones in there.
Yeah, there is. You know, there's a lot of good stages there. Nocala is probably my favourite stage. I actually named one of my businesses after the Nocala stage. So Nocala, for me, is pretty special. The Glen stage. I think three times I've done Glen, I've been quickest modified, so I've got good memories from the Glen stage. Fanid, you know, the start is just so fast, you know, spectacular views. Atlantic Drive, you know, and to finish the rally on the Sunday, you know, a really, really technical stage, beautiful scenery, and, you know, it's a real sting in the tail. So, you know, just some real iconic stages, and as I say, I'm just gutted that I won't be competing in them this year.
Well, I'm going to ask you to put your neck on the line here because you're not here this weekend, David, but you've seen the entry. You know who is in it. Who are you tipping to win the national title in 2017 in Donegal?
Oh, man, that's not an easy question by any means. But, you know, I think Johnny Pringle's driving very well at the minute. I think Brian Brogan, I think year after year, you know, is in a very good pace. He hit some trouble last year or could have went on to take the win. Frank Kelly, of course, pushed me hard, but... You know, it really is a who's who, but if I was to stick my neck in the line, I would perhaps go with Johnny Pringle.
Elsewhere, next weekend in the British Rally Championship, you're heading off to Belgium to take part in Ypres. And I suppose you'd be going into that event with a bit of form, David, having won your home event, the Scottish Rally, and still in the championship mix.
Yeah, still in the mix, lying third overall now after my win in the Scottish. So the championship is still well and truly alive, and hence the reason the decision was made to skip Donegal in favour of Ypres. So, yeah, you know, hopefully we can go out there and get a good solid result and, you know, and fight for the title as the year goes on. So, you know, really looking forward to it. Never competed in Belgium before, so it's going to be a new experience, and doing that as part of the CA1 Sport team with the four team cars competing. So, yeah, really looking forward to that, and you know, hopefully we can get a good result in Belgium.